God is great, and he's great and to be praised. Rodney Posey is ministering in the background. Holy, holy are you. There is no one else like you, no one to compare. Holy, holy, mighty, mighty. And certainly this is the day that we all need to make a decision that we're going to honor God and give him his rightful place in our life today. God is great. He really is, and he's greatly to be praised. I just want to welcome you to Morning Manna. Thank the Lord for your tuning in, whatever time of the day, whether you are a part of the morning call or if you're listening via the internet later. I just want to thank God for you, and I pray that you will be blessed as a result of the word on today. Know that I'm praying for you, believing God that it's planned for your life, that it's going to be manifested and fulfilled. As we're in day 12 of our prayer and meditation in Deuteronomy 28, God's blessing plan. We've been rehearsing it the past 12 days, and I just want to encourage you and invite you to join with us each day as you pray first, and then read aloud Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. Get it in your spirit. This is God's blessing plan, and it certainly has been blessing the lives of many who have joined in. Since I was led to encourage you to join me as we're meditating in Deuteronomy 28. I want to share with you from Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 6, reading from the NIV, and it says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. And you will be blessed in the city, blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket, your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. And I just want to announce today that I'm ready for my promotion. Many of us have accepted the mandate, as I said already, for 30 days to pray, and then read aloud Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. And this came about as a result of my inquiring of the Lord what it means to experience the blessing of the Lord on one's life and how we ourselves become our worst enemy when we walk in disobedience to the Lord. And so Deuteronomy was God's word. It was a second word to a generation who had heard about the failures of the previous generation and the high price that they had to pay when their time of promotion came to occupy the land. And they allowed fear and negative reports to cancel out their blessing of inheriting the land. And this is why it's so crucial for all of us to understand the season that we're in and know that God will not leave us in our trouble. And I was wrestling for a while trying to make sense out of what for me seemed like one challenge after another while knowing in my heart that I could not allow these distractions to change my conviction about what I believe God was saying concerning my life. And when you have conviction about a thing, you become anchored in that, and I don't care what comes and what goes. You are anchored in the reality and the confidence that you know that God has spoken. And so in verse number 1 of Deuteronomy 28, it's a reminder to God's people that God was going to blow their minds and exceed every expectation they had of what not only God could do, but what he would do in their life. And as I've been reading these verses in Deuteronomy 28, they've become rhema to me because I've been saying to the Lord, I know that you can, and I believe that my obedience is going to unlock the floodgate of increase and overflow. And I want every one of you who are under the sound of my voice to believe that God does have something better in store for your life. But the enemy wants to rob us of God's will through our own willful disobedience to God's will. And so the Bible says that God will set you high above all nations on earth, and all these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. And one of the blessings of obedience will result in God putting many of us on display because we've paid a price to say to the Lord, and God says, now I can entrust more to you because he knows that we will not take the glory. And as we continue these next few weeks, I want to encourage you to be steadfast in the things of God and to refuse to allow anything to distract you. Why in the world would you forfeit the blessings of the Lord through disobedience when we know that God controls the supernatural? And what this is about, it's God doing something fresh in us so that we in turn can be a blessing to others. It's not just about us, but promotion is not just about our pontificating and having a big head, but promotion is God's way of saying, I'm going to put you on display. And I'm going to let others know that when you walk in my will, that I will set you on high. And I will cause others to begin to ask questions. How and why did God do that? It was because we made a decision to walk in obedience to God's revealed will. And so many may be saying, why did God choose to bless Israel? Well, let me make it more personal. Why did God choose us? Why? Well, it wasn't because we of ourselves were so deserving, because when God called us and when he committed himself to bless us and to send increase in our life, it was because of destiny and not because of who we were. And can somebody right now just pause with me and begin to bless the Lord and give him praise with your mouth, knowing that God is mindful of you. Hallelujah. He's mindful of you. And it is desire is to bless, to give increase, to bring promotion in every area of your life. And listen to God's blessing plan for your life. He said, you will be blessed in this city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, your basket, your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Listen to what God is saying. That when we walk in obedience, he says, I will cause every step that you take to bring increase, that there's not going to be any barrenness, glory, but you're going to see fruitfulness in your life. And so God's reward to the righteous is to confound the minds of those who have little or no expectation of you because you have chosen to follow God's plan. And I want to announce to those who receive this word, in Deuteronomy 28:1-14, it's about transformation and get used to doing what is not normal because God is putting you on display. There are going to be some unusual instructions given over the next 14 days. And don't focus on the problem because if you do, you'll miss God's invitation to promotion. Create an atmosphere of praise
that will help you to overcome every trap of the enemy. Now just begin to bless God where you are, knowing that God has called you, knowing that you're included in what God is doing in the earth, knowing that God has brought promotion in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise for what you're doing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for how your word has come to us, and we walk in the reality, God, of your blessing plan. And I declare now increase over the lives of your people, Lord. We come against every plan of the devil. Frustrate his plans, God. Thank you for giving us victory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what is to come. Thank you for what you're doing right now in our life, God. We love you. We have such great expectation, God, for what is to come. Get the glory of our lives. Strengthen us, God. Hallelujah, as we continue to believe and to bless you in the process. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Continue to meditate in God's word, knowing and declare today that I'm ready for promotion and look for God to bring increase. The blessing of the Lord be upon your life. Shalom, shalom.